There's a very interesting article in the Australian newspaper this morning about Uber and the Australian Tax Office. Now, I've been saying for some time UberX particularly is operating illegally here in Australia, but no one in authority seems to care. The Australian Taxation Commissioner, Mr. Chris Jordan, has vowed he will hold strong in the face of misleading campaigns against the ATO by the ride-sharing app Uber. Uber had complained about the ATO consulting with the taxi industry before it decided in May that ride-sharing drivers would provide taxi services and must charge GST on fares. The Australian this morning revealed Mr. Jordan sent off staff an internal memo earlier this week saying criticism of the consultation process was not warranted. Commissioner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
And I really appreciate you talking to me at such short notice. Thank you for making yourself available. And I know in the article you're fairly guarded about what you can and can't say, and I understand all of that because of the need to protect people through all this process. But you've said you will respond very strongly to unfair or misleading statements made about your organisation. Have there been unfair and misleading statements made to date?
I think there have been, Ray. It's sort of just like I always tell my kids to stand up to bullies. And that's what I'm doing here now for the employees of the tax office. People are calling into question the integrity of our consultation process, which is just really quite breathtaking, to try to bully us, the tax office, into simply agreeing with something we do not fundamentally agree with. I mean, bullying tax authorities may work in some other countries, but, Ray, I'll tell you that right now, it's not going to work here in Australia.
Well, I find from my own experience, Mr. Jordan, it's very much better to cooperate than bully.
Well, look, it's not a matter of just simply cooperating. The law is quite clear. You know, when the GST was introduced, Australia learned from other countries and said, look, you know, you don't need a threshold of $75,000 before you've got to start to collect it, because you'd have two markets for taxis. You'd have a taxi with a sign on the top saying GST free. Imagine the jostling on a Friday night with people trying to jump in a cheaper taxi and that sort of thing. So the definition is quite clear that a taxi for this is a car made available to the public for hire to transport passengers for a fee. Now that seems to me what Uber is. They are a provider of taxi travel, and we've said that publicly. We started, see, this is what I find quite annoying, that we actually started consultation with them back in September last year. We only went to the taxi industry in April because we were releasing the ruling in May. So, of course, we talked to stakeholders and we let the taxi industry know, like we let a whole lot of other people know. So Uber's come out saying there was irregular contact with the tax industry. Irregular contact. In other words, calling in question our integrity, I find that breathtaking that someone would go that far publicly. And I'll tell you what, they this is how far they go. On the 24th of July, they leaked a letter to the media saying that we were doing irregular contact, complaining. I have still to this day, right now, never received that letter from them. So they've leaked a supposed letter to the media saying that we had irregular contact. It was all over the newspapers and the media. I still have not received that letter from them.
Well, Commissioner, we'll leave it this way. I think Uber, in your case, may have bit off a bit more than they can chew. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Australian Commissioner of Taxation, Chris Jordan. Mr. Jordan left us in no doubt what he feels about Uber and the way they portrayed the ATO. And I think they may have made the ATO a little bit angry.